It's time to Hack the Movies with Tony and Newt.
Oh, hello, Newt.
Oh, hey, Tony.
We saw Spiral.
Yes, I thought you were going to say we seesaw.
No.
And then I said I seesaw all the time.
No, speaking of Saw.
Yeah.
We only have one Saw movie in the entire store. Yeah, part three.
That's my favorite one of all of them, actually.
Well, then you should love this new movie because it's directed by Darren Lynn Bozeman, who did, I believe. Yeah, I think he did like 2, 3, and 4.
I didn't love this movie at all.
And remember, it's Spiral from the Book of Saw.
Yes.
Not Spiral, because another movie came out last year called Spiral.
Yeah, yes. It was a Shudder movie, right?
I think so.
Wasn't it like two gay men who move into like a neighborhood and...
Already, I think this is a better movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is the 9th installment in the Saw series, but it's not considered Saw 9. Like, the director's like, this isn't really Saw 9, it's a spinoff.
It's Saw adjacent.
Yeah, although the last one was kind of a spinoff, but I guess the killer was a hidden apprentice of Jigsaw, so it still counts. This is the first one where Jigsaw is, like, not involved in the story.
No, they Michael Bean'd it, where they just paid for a picture of his face, like,
yeah.
like in Alien 3.
Yeah, Alien 3.
Alien 3.
Alien 3. You know, people have been YouTube searching
they
Alien
have
3
been.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Who knows what's going to happen, but yeah. Anyway... What are your opinions on the Saw franchise?
I thought the first one had a really cool ending where he John Kramer stands up in the middle of the room. Totally implausible in its own.
Oh, universe. Don't worry. They made a million sequels to fix all the plot holes in that one movie.
It was the whole movie was like the last scene of the original Mad Max movie. If it was an entire movie.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like the lighting. I liked it, you know, because we're both film student people back in the day, and it is the most film student thing you can imagine.
I never saw the original short film,
but again, it's two dudes in a room, each has a secret. That's the most film student shit ever.
And it's James Wan,
who went on to do a lot of cool shit.
Who I'm not a huge fan of, horror-wise, and Lee Whannell.
Yeah.
Who acts in that movie. He's the other guy with Cary Elwes.
Cary Elwes. And Danny Glover.
Yeah, and Lynn Whannell. Oh, and girl from Starship Troopers.
I was going to say Birds of Prey.
No. Dina Meyer.
Yeah, she was in, she was Barbara Gordon in Birds of Prey. Yeah.
Yes, and she was also in Saw. Lee Whannell did Upgrade, that movie that came out.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Upgrade was awesome.
That was a way better Venom movie than Venom.
And it had the guy who looks like Tom Hardy.
The first one was okay. What it was, the second one pissed me off because it was just schlock at that point, because they kind of missed what the first one kind of was, and they just became about the trap.
Well, like,
but they ripped off a lot of Argento in it.
Yeah.
Like the doll in the tricycle reminds me, and that was in the first one, reminds me of the doll, that creepy fucking doll from Deep Red.
Yeah.
But then the girl falls into the thing of hypodermic needles, like the girl falling into the razor wire.
Yeah.
The gun behind the door was out of Tenebrae, maybe, with the gun.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm fine with them referencing that. But
I like the third one, though.
My issue with the series was... Because
you just rewatched all of them.
I just binged all of them. they were schlock.
Yeah.
And I hated these movies when they came out. I thought the first one was whatever until I thought about it. And I was like, that didn't make sense. And then I'm watching the sequels and I'm like, they're just trying to fix plot holes and making more plot holes. And then it turned out I'm not really into torture porn.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
I liked the first Hostel a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second one was, I just remember it ends with the dude, getting his dick and balls ripped off and fed to a dog.
Oh, yeah,
and then
right.
that guy went to Rutgers, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And Crystal went to Rutgers, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
And he did an event there and she's like, oh, yeah, I've met that guy. And I was like, oh, he was in the producers and whatnot. I was like, oh, he was the guy who a German Shepherd ate his dick and balls. And she stared at me like, why do I spend time with you? You know?
Yeah, so I used to hate them just because, like, the people watching them thought that they were, like, high art.
Remember, they didn't release Trick or Treat in theaters because they were afraid to go head-to-head with Saw.
Yeah, but people were like, oh, my God, it was so, like, intricate and whatnot, and I couldn't believe this. I'm like, these movies suck. Now I've rewatched them. Now that the hype has died down.
Yeah.
and the fans aren't as rabid. Now we can all see it for what it is. I kind of enjoyed them on my second watch. I'm like, these are hilarious. Because they reminded me of, like, I didn't have this problem with the Final Destination. I love the Final Destination series. Fun. But no one was acting like they were super complicated thrillers. Like, everyone was like, let's go see this movie and see how these people get screwed up. Yeah,
the girl's going to get cooked in a fucking tanning bed. Yeah, you know?
So when you go into the Saw, like, mostly the sequels, with that mindset of, like, you're just here to see, like, the wacky stuff they get into and the ridiculous story. Mm-hmm. Then I liked it more. Yeah. I recently finished them finally because I only saw up to six. I actually have my Bloody Valentine 3D glasses have advertisements for Saw 6 on the side.
Which comes out October 23rd, 2009. My birthday.
Ooh.
And let me tell you something. October 23rd, 2009. Was a good day for me.
Okay.
2009 was the last good year I ever had.
Oh, really? Yeah,
but that was a good day.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like you're being vague.
I'm being vague.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you usually are an open book, but I feel like this is a hidden thing for someone, and I'm not clued in on what it is, so we're just going to keep on rolling. So they tried to reboot it a few years ago with Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Which was okay.
From the director of the House on Sorority Row remake.
It's directors. There's directors, two guys.
Josh Goldberg, not...
No. It's like the Steinbrenner.
Josh Stolberg.
Follows
me. No, wait. Yeah.
He's the guy who wrote the new one.
Yes, but he also did the other one as well.
Okay.
He did the House on Sorority Row remake.
Okay.
And he follows me on Twitter, and that's the only reason that I know that. Because I tagged Kieran in something recently to him about it being his favorite horror series. It's Kieran's favorite horror series.
Yeah. And yes, it's his favorite horror series. He was not thrilled in the theater.
What's your favorite horror series?
My favorite horror series? That's good. No, probably Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the third one.
Yes.
It's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was going to say Halloween, but then I was like, no, only the first one's really good in that series.
No, Halloween 3 is the best one in that series. Sorry to tell you, my friend.
We can talk about what third movie in a series is good some other day.
I have a Halloween 3 poster frame behind my bed. So
the Jigsaw movie came out. It did okay.
Yeah.
They started getting diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. I think Saw 6 was really, like, the views were really, the box office was really low. And then they did the final chapter in 3D, which I think is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Justin's friend worked on that one.
He did?
Yeah. He did post-conversion special effects.
Oh, that's cool.
Back when we were doing Underbelly, I remember he was working on that. Doesn't have, like, a thing of the car.
Yeah, there's like a roller coaster, but it's in a dream. It's weird. Yes,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. So basically, they did Jigsaw, which is a copycat killer, but the twist was it was actually another apprentice we didn't know about.
And I was,
he had so many apprentices. Well,
who else the fuck is setting those traps up?
So he had the girl.
Mm-hmm.
He had the big guy, Hoffman, who took over.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, kind of. The doctor, Carrie Elwes, and that other doctor who misdiagnosed him in Jigsaw. So that's five accomplices he had. Oh, and there were two guys helping Carrie, who were supposed to be the two guys fighting over the girl in the beginning of 3D, but the movie never explained
that. We don't even
have
that many people helping on this show.
I know! Yeah. What we gotta do is we gotta try to kill some people and then recruit them. So now here we are with Spiral.
Okay.
This is the first, like, true spinoff. The Jigsaw is... Other than the fact the person is copying him, Jigsaw is not involved with the story.
No.
You see pictures of him, and that's it. They don't use his voice. That's a problem.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, so it's called Spiral.
Mm-hmm.
It is produced by Chris Rock. Can you tell me a little bit why Chris Rock wanted to get involved?
Yeah, so Chris Rock is apparently a big fan of the series, and he was at a wedding in Brazil, and the head of Lionsgate, Michael Burns, was there, and he pitched them this idea for a new Saw movie with more of a comedic lead, kind of Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours almost.
Okay.
But the original plan was that he was going to be the son of Danny Glover's character from the first movie.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, let's go. Let's do that one. And they brought he came up with the story and they said it was so fresh. And then they nixed the Danny Glover thing because they said it doesn't really make sense.
I think after Rise of Skywalker, I think we're done with character being related to another character. Like, we're done with it. You know, not everyone needs to be related. I'm fine with that change. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So that's basically how he got involved. I think it's because they saw how well Jordan Peele did.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we can get funny people to do horror movies, you know?
Yeah. Like you said, he was a fan of the series. And you can kind of tell that because it's like, why else would Chris Rock? And like, you could tell like maybe he wanted to be involved.
Yeah.
And his agent was like, no. This has been. Yeah. But now that he's executive producing, he's like, I'm going to make my own Saul movie. And my good friend Samuel Jackson's going to join me.
And he's just playing Chris Rock in it.
But yeah.
He's playing Chris Rock trying to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
He took his... I like Chris Rock.
I like Chris Rock, too.
I liked the, what was the, Bad Hair was the movie he made.
Or Good Hair.
Good Hair.
I think, yeah.
Good or Bad. I liked him in Dogma.
He's
I liked him in Fargo.
I didn't see Fargo. I love his, he's one of my favorite stand-up comedians. His stand-up is phenomenal.
But he's just Chris Rock in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get around the fact that he's Chris Rock because there's scenes where... So, you, Kieran, and I went to go see it in the movie theater after I swore off movie theaters. Go watch the Godzilla vs. Kong episode.
Yeah.
We went to go because Lionsgate gave us advance tickets.
Yes. I like to think it's because they copyright claimed Wishmaster 2.
It's cool.
And that was their apology.
Yeah, they're like...
I mean, they didn't lift the claim, but they gave us free tickets.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like, this is how they rewarded us with... You know, so
by the way, keep giving us tickets. We'll see any movie you send us.
Fuck yeah. There was that trailer, Meet the Blacks 2.
Okay, I didn't see Meet the Blacks 1.
I did.
But the trailer for Meet the Blacks 2, where Cat Williams is a vampire, I'm like, I'm seeing
we're
this.
All in. Like,
we got to go watch Meet the Blacks 1. So we know what the story is.
Of course,
That's right. Much like Saul, I need to know what the story is.
But when we left the movie, like, the very first thing we all said to each other was, well, obviously we're going to see Meet the Blacks 2. A vampire pimp played by Cat Williams moves in next door to Mike Epps, and I'm like, hook it to my veins right now, you know?
Allow me. This is for your education.
No!
The black man has yet again said no to education.
Speaking of Lionsgate and stuff, Samuel Jackson is in every movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw like 3 trailers with him.
He's in a movie with Maggie Q.
Which looks good. The Protégé, yeah.
And then he's in the he's in the movie with Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds.
The Hitman's wife's bodyguard.
With it was Selma
the sequel
Hayek.
To Hitman's Bodyguard.
And I never saw that.
That one I at least knew about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were we here?
We went to the movies.
We went to the movie theater.
Again, Meet the Blacks 2. Look the trailer up. It's great.
Lionsgate, please send us to Meet the Blacks 2.
Let us be in Meet the Blacks 3.
Yeah. I will play arrogant, dumb white guy Meet the Blacks 3.
We do it in every episode anyway. Why? They're like, we need an
Howdy there, partner.
Yeah,
how are you
we're
doing?
Like, someone in Lions, Michael Burke is like, you know, we really need an uninformed dwarf. Have you ever heard of a show called Hack the Movies?
But anyway, so we're in the theater.
We're in the theater, and I kept leaning over to you guys and talking to you throughout the entire movie because I'm like that, and just going like, what's going on here? Like, why are we doing this? Chris Rock is like, so let's jump into what this movie is about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it opens 4th of July.
4th of July.
It's not in Philadelphia.
No.
But they use the Philadelphia skyline.
And
but
the Dallas skyline later on in the movie.
Which is very...
So I said they're in the city of Phallus, Philadelphia and Dallas. But it's all... It's
way
like,
to get too... Way to piss off the audience in both cities. Yeah. Like, they don't like each other.
No, and it's like... It's like Metro City or something. It sounds like a fake city in
it's
like...
Metropolis. They're the Metro Police.
Well, it's like The Tick or like... Isn't the mask he lives in Edge City?
Yeah.
Like, they come up with fake city names and I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia skyline is like it. That's Philadelphia. William Penn is right there. We know what that is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so clearly Philadelphia. Yeah. So it opens up on a parade and Kolchak the Night Stalker.
That's exactly what I was saying.
We didn't even say that to each other.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him like, he looks
Kolchak,
like
Kolchak. Yeah.
So he looks like an 80s like TV cop.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Donnie Wahlberg at first. He kind of looked like him
he's
a little
dead.
Bit.
He died in 4.
I know, but it not the real Donnie Wahlberg. He's still alive, right?
I thought you meant his character.
No. I was like, but then I was like, wait, did Donnie Wahlberg die?
I was going to say, if it was Donnie Wahlberg's character, it's just like blood coming out of
him. If I found out he was dying, I would go, please don't go, girl. That's a New Kids on the Block reference because he was in New Kids on the Block.
Right. They don't know what that is.
Oh. And yeah, no, they saw It Chapter 1, the little chubby kid. Was,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So he's chasing a purse snatcher.
Yeah.
who's dressed like Uncle Sam,
mm-hmm.
into the subway system. And right away, I'm like, nah. You let that one go. You write a report.
Yep.
You go back to that lady. You're like, all right, what did he look like?
Yeah, what was inside your purse?
I'm not going into the subway. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's out of my jurisdiction.
That's Chud territory.
I would have just lied and been like, nah, I lost him in the crowd. And it's real busy. I don't know. We'll look into it. And then they never do.
So he goes down in the sewer. And first off, he's like, motherfucker, I'll fucking blow your head off, motherfucker. And I'm like, well, that's aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a person on the tracks, he thinks, but he kicks him.
But it's a mannequin.
And it's a man. It's one of those like ones you practice like punching on, you know.
And then, there's a lot of...
They get like cheesecloth pulled over their faces.
Which I'm guessing has chloroform on it because it knocks everyone out right away.
What was that movie where it was like, he's like, hey, does this smell like chloroform? Just kidding. What's your name? My name's like, it's like one of those like terrible like Vince Vaughn comedies, but that joke made me laugh.
Yeah.
Hall Pass. It was called Hall Pass.
I was that from the creator of Drunk History.
Was it?
Yeah.
I used to know a guy who was on Drunk History.
Oh, yeah.
He was super famous. He was also in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sure would like to meet that guy. Anyway, so the guy wakes up in a trap.
Mm-hmm.
And this always cracked me up with, like, Jigsaw's trap. They kind of addressed in the last movie. It's like, how does he time them to wake up at the right time? But in the previous movie, it was kind of funny because everyone woke up. And then there's one guy who didn't wake up in time.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets dragged toward the buzzsaw. And he wakes up as he's being dragged toward the buzzsaw. So he wakes up.
Yeah.
And then the TV turns on. No puppet.
No.
But pig mask. And the pig thing kind of plays into the story. It's the one thing that they could keep from the previous series.
Because it makes sense in this one.
Do you know why he was a pig in the original one?
Why?
Because I think in Saw 5, where it's flashing back when he was going to capture the guy who made his wife miscarry.
Mm-hmm.
He's stalking him at a Year of the Pig Chinese festival. And he put on a pig mask to hide himself to kidnap the guy. And then I guess he was like, I like pig masks now. And I like puppets.
Yeah. Wow. It's like at least like...
I don't think we need an origin to the pig mask.
What if you got the pig mask from Shelly from Friday the 13th Part 3? That's Shelly's whole thing in life, you know?
So yeah, the pig mask comes back. And then we hear the new killer's voice.
Yeah. Not very good.
So they've already established in this universe that you can just... You can manipulate Jigsaw's voice. They've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... It was a problem in, I think, Saw 5 when, like, they're in the audio lab and the girl figures out it's the cop who's in the room and he just starts murdering all of them because he realizes he's caught. But you can manipulate the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, they thought instead of, do you want to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
They thought this was a good replacement. Oh, hi, guys.
Mm.
Oh, hi. Hey. Oh. Hey, cop.
Want to play a game?
You're really mean there.
You lied a lot on the stand.
Yeah, you lied.
So we're gonna put your tongue in a...
See that tongue? We're gonna lap that baby right off.
Hello, Detective Boswick. I want to play a game. The 3 train is arriving in 2 minutes. It is up to you to decide if this will be your final stop.
It was a cool idea. Like, the first kill was kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's in a thing where his tongue is sticking out because this cop lied a bunch on the stand.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been about corrupt cops. So if he drops down, it'll rip his tongue off, but he could save himself from getting...
Yeah.
You know...
Let's just drop down.
Yeah.
By the way, you can still lie. You just write it down. Yeah. Like, or
you can get a silver tongue like that Simpsons episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
But instead he's struggling to... rip off his tongue, even though he knows if he can just jump down. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But I do like that he rips it off at the last minute.
And it still hits him.
But my favorite is the guy on the train that's just like, oh. That scene is on YouTube.
Yes.
They uploaded that clip early.
They did. Yep.
So check that out. And listen to the, oh, hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm the killer.
Oh, I'm the killer. You've been a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not too far off.
No.
That's kind of what he sounds
like. It's not good.
After that, we get Chris Rock.
Yes. Chris Rock is undercover, and he's basically doing stand-up comedy about how Forrest Gump is about abuse of the mentally challenged.
Which it kind of is.
Yeah.
Which it kind of is, he's but then they wrong. Yell at him for being woke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Chris Rock's movie, not mine.
It is. And they're going to rob these drug dealers, and they're doing a whole heist thing. When they get out there, the cops are waiting for him, and then they out him, and it blew his cover, so we couldn't continue the thing. And then we find out that his boss is like a young, hot Latina.
Marisol Nichols.
Yeah, and then... everyone in the police station doesn't like him because
he ratted out a cop,
so they put dead rats on his desk.
I was waiting for that to be like something from The Killer, but no.
Yeah.
And they're like, why did you go in alone? He's like, because I can't trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you find out like once he ratted out a cop and then he got a bullet in his back.
Yeah.
And you find out more about that later on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's like, this starts to feel like an 80s, 90s buddy cop movie.
Yes.
Like, you're a loose cannon there, Zeke.
Zeke, because he's Ezekiel, because of course he needs a biblical name. But this is where Chris Rock starts to stand out. Like, you probably don't remember this. Chris Rock in the mid-90s used to play a character called Little Penny. They were Sprite commercials. There used to be a guy on the Orlando Magic named Penny Hardaway, and it's when Shaq was on that team, and like they were trying to make them the big thing because they played outside of Disney World. And Penny Hardaway was this like amazing shooter, and they created like a puppet character, and it was Chris Rock's voice.
Oh wait, I think I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then so that was before Chris Rock became like Chris Rock.
Remember the Chris Rock robot in AI artificial intelligence?
Yeah. Yes, it feels like that too. Chris Rock.
We have AI somewhere. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's right there.
Chris Rock is like, he's not in the same movie as everybody else, you know? Like,
except for when he is.
Except for when he is, but it's very rare. Like, everyone else is acting, but Chris Rock, like... Did you ever read Killing Joke?
Yeah.
Batman is a two-dimensional character in a three-dimensional world.
Yeah.
And it felt like that to me, you know? Chris Rock... And then every bit of this movie's dialogue is staged exposition.
Pretty much.
Everyone just turns to the camera and is like, we're following Section 9. Good cops back then. And everybody's doing like a monologue, like they're in an acting class.
Yeah, the acting's real hit or miss. So sometimes Chris Rock is out acting people with how charming he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times you could tell like he's not really, he's kind of out of his element with like the super serious stuff. But then like,
And then when they're like doing a bit, like I kept thinking while we were watching it, I would wish they would replace Chris Rock's character doing a bit with the little black kid who was being babysat in the last Halloween movie, like Kid Cop, you know, and they do it that way because that kid was way better at carrying.
Oh, get ready for a remake of Cop and a Half.
Again, call us. We will make that movie. You can grow back your Fear and Loathing mustache.
Yeah,
because
Burt
Reynolds in it. So, it's just a lot of that, and the cops don't like him, so he's going to get a partner.
Yeah, and the young rookie detective.
Yeah.
With
Charlie tattooed on his arm.
Yes, played by Max Minghella. And he's all like, man, your dad is the reason I'm here. And we see a picture of Samuel Jackson where he was the former captain.
Yeah.
They have to go investigate a hobo being murdered.
Mm-hmm. Is that an offensive term now? Hobo?
I don't know.
Do you remember when Dick Tracy came out and there was Steve the Tramp was a character's name?
Yeah.
And they got really mad about the character being called a tramp. And when I was a little kid, I didn't understand why that was a thing. I thought they meant tramp, like a woman of like ill repute. And I was like, well, he does. And I was a little kid and I saw it in 1990. I was like, wait, what was he doing with?
Yeah. Tramp's like an old timey term. Yeah. That's been like, this is when you say like Lady and the Tramp. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. So they have to go to the where the Jigsaw murder happened and investigate the thing. And he's like, there's a lot of homeless people. People have to get their steps in because he's wearing a Fitbit, which I thought was funny.
But then how do they figure out it's him? They get like a USB thing.
Well, they get back to the office and a USB gets delivered in a box.
Yes.
And
I do like that he puts it in his partner's computer.
He's like, I don't want to fuck up my computer. and then his first introduction with the fucking guy, he's telling him about how like you're not going to stay married and how he's like Pilates doesn't exist. It's just a thing that women say when they're cheating. He's like, women cheat during the day.
Yeah. It does feel like a lot like his stand-up material.
He's just doing...
I do love the whole, like, you can give a woman 10,000 Tuesdays. You miss one Saturday and it's a problem. So, yeah, he's because his character's also going through a divorce, so he's very bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Because he says... No, he's like, I'm not divorced. divorced. I'm going through a divorce. It's like getting chemo.
Can you relate?
I was only engaged once and it didn't work out. But
no, I meant with the chemo thing, you asshole.
Well, I'm here, aren't I? If I ever get married and divorced, I'll let you know. Like, okay. We'll come back to this review.
Well, you've seen people who were divorced. Were they as miserable as you were enduring chemo?
Not afterwards. Everybody I knew who got divorced was like, pew, pew, pew.
Did you do that after chemo? You bought two guns and shot them?
Yes, I did, yeah.
I don't have cancer anymore.
And then I get arrested for, I was like, I wish I was dying of cancer, then I wouldn't have to be in jail so long. No, because then if I got cancer, I could start creating traps.
Oh, right. Well, you had cancer. You didn't create traps?
No, because Saul wasn't out yet when I had cancer.
These movies could have saved your life. Newt, you want to try this experimental therapy? No, I have to hook up lawnmowers to someone's head. Wait, yeah. What are you doing? Anyway.
Yeah. So they're in the sewer. They get back. They get the USB stick.
Yeah, and you see a spiral on a wall. And it's like, oh, hey, this is a new killer. You should check out this place and see the clue I left you.
And he's like, I know that building. It's the courthouse. But then everybody in the room is like, that's the Jigsaw Killer.
Yeah, because they recognize the spiral.
Yeah, exactly. But then
I do like that they acknowledge that there's been other copycats. Yes. Not just the last guy in Jigsaw who they never caught.
Yeah.
But they're like another Jigsaw copycat. So it's like a thing that's been happening.
Because that always bothered me, like in the Friday the 13th movies and the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, or Friday the 13th especially, where they're like, Jason Voorhees. Who's Jason Voorhees? It's like, he killed everyone in your town. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he killed a lot of people. Yeah. He went to New York and killed more people.
And the only person who survived was that guy who took that close-up publicity photo of him for the newspaper. He was fine.
He was fine. He was totally okay. They should make a fan film on whoever took that picture.
It's like the same guy who took in the Lois and Superman show. There's this picture of Superman in space flying. I'm like, who took that? Like,
the CW shows do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. They find a box and they find the tongue with the badge number.
Yes. And then they know and they're like, whose badge number? So and so. And then they find out. But so Chris Rock is a good cop.
Yes.
And he's ostracized because everyone else is a bad cop.
Yeah.
But he says how good this guy was.
But then the guy was like a liar.
A bad guy. Yeah, so I'm like, well, then now Chris Rock.
Well, the guy was nice to him. He was the only cop who was nice to him.
Yeah, but it's still like, okay, then your judgment is flawed from this point on in the movie.
Yeah.
You know? So right off the bat, I was like, I do like when they go to the guy's house to talk to his widow, and then he closes the door in his new partner's face. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's
I did like
good.
That. That was pretty funny. Yeah, there's like some funny shit like that with the buddy. Like I said, it feels like a buddy cop thing, like Lethal Weapon, which is funny because he was in Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 4. And the only part I remembered is exactly what you quoted when I was driving you back to the office yesterday was about the cell phone.
So they make it smaller, so you buy another
one. That's the only thing I remember about that movie. And what, Jet Li was in that movie, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. That was my first like Jet Li movie.
Oh, really?
I was like, man, this guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So then we meet Chris Rock's dad, who's Samuel Jackson,
who was also his landlord.
Yeah,
but they don't like hang out or anything.
I like he's like I saw you yesterday and you nodded at me like we're the only two black guys in the mall.
But he's basically like, you know, son, you're gonna need help on this one. I'll help you with the case. Mm-hmm. I'm very invested in the case. I'm a red herring.
Yeah,
he doesn't actually say.
Because then
that.
They show like when he goes to his apartment, like all the tools and stuff like that, and you're like. All right, they're setting it up for him to.
It's not
think.
As bad as the last because you didn't see Jigsaw.
I didn't see it. No,
the red herring was a girl with red hair, and she like bought the props, like she bought the torture devices from previous Jigsaw stuff, or they were replicas. And it's just like, oh yeah, this girl, she just happens to have all these torture devices, and she goes on Jigsaw websites. And
well,
it's
did
like,
you ever,
so
you,
clearly a red herring.
Did you ever read the any of the Court of Owls stuff from Batman? Where there was like underground in Gotham, people were like the wealthy were buying like pieces.
I know the Gotham show adapted it a little bit.
Someone bought the crowbar that killed Jason Todd. Someone bought because the Joker over time has like brought down the level of toxicity of the Joker gas. So people were buying like original canisters. And that was kind of a cool idea of like Bruce Wayne thinks he knows every inch of the city, but there's been an organization below the entire time. So kind of what you're saying about that kind of reminds you like, oh, somebody would have a piece of that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like a very obvious red herring.
Red herring. Wasn't that also the kid on A Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Who they always thought was the bad guy.
And also,
I love A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, by the way.
Check out our Scooby-Doo episode.
I'm not in it, so.
Also, 22 Jump Street had a great gag where they think the one guy is the bad guy.
He's
like, hey, what's that tattoo? And he's like, oh, it's my town mascot, the Plainview Red Herrings. And it's like, all right. So anyway, Samuel Jackson's like, I'll help you with the case. And like, they get into an argument and shit because of how what happened with Chris Rock.
Because I thought that like it was in Chris Rock's head because like I thought his dad was dead. And when he walks into that apartment, it looks like there's nothing in there. But when he turns the corner, it's all furnished. And I was like, oh, well, maybe his dad died and he like goes through. Because what we find out later in the movie was Chris Rock has telepathic abilities.
Yes.
There's a lot of flashbacks in this movie.
Yeah.
But flashbacks where someone wouldn't be able to know it's a flashback.
Yeah.
So Chris Rock's in the room and you de-age him by giving him a backwards baseball cap and Samuel Jackson has a mustache. So they made him look younger by saying, oh, you have a baseball cap on backwards and a mustache. You're Ken Griffey Jr. now.
You know what's funny? Saw the final chapter. Mm-hmm. I posted a picture of it.
Yeah.
Jigsaw goes to meet the guy who's faking being a victim. They gave Jigsaw like a backwards hat and like a hoodie. He looked
and a
like
soul patch.
The soul patch he was had in other one? Movies. Okay. Yeah. But they gave him a backwards hat and the hoodie like he's Eminem.
Or like, wait, what? Hey, my fellow teenagers with a skateboard. Oh,
yeah. I posted that. I was like, how do you do, fellow kids? It's the only funny thing from those grown up movies. It
bothered me so much because have you ever seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
So Matt Damon is the old man in the beginning at Arlington Cemetery. Yeah. But Matt Damon doesn't come into the movie till like an hour in. So everything before that, the flashback, whose flashback is that? Who the fuck? Everybody else died but him. So who told him? So it reminded me of that while we were watching it. And I leaned over and I was like, whose flashback is this? Because he leaves the fucking room and leaves Samuel L. Jackson and the lady
who becomes captain.
Becomes captain, but somehow looks younger 10 years in the future.
Yeah, she's like 40 something, I think.
Okay.
I looked up the actress.
Yeah.
So a rookie detective would be like mid-30s.
Yeah.
Because you spend some time on the force first. Because I was like, that Max guy, like rookie, you think like very young, but not when it's a detective. But yeah, they're trying to make Chris Rock look like he was like late 20s and stuff. And I'm like, but this was just 10 years ago.
I just thought that was so funny. I was I said to Kieran, I was like, oh, they tried to make him look like Ken Griffey Jr. in 1991. Great.
Samuel Jackson leaves and then Detective Finch.
Yes. Or
Fitch.
Finch is the guy from Batman Begins.
Yeah. Him and his partner are investigating the case. So we skipped over a whole thing where I think Fitch or some other guy was going to take over the case. But Chris Rock was like, no, this is my case. So they're all working for him.
And then, because once they all hate him.
Yeah.
And like the one guy gets on the phone, is having like a conversation, and the other two are making fun of him over here. And Chris Rock's like trying to give orders. Here's the other thing about this movie. This movie wants to be Seven.
Yeah.
But what it comes off as is one of those movies that went straight to video that was a low budget Seven ripoff.
Yeah.
Like it would have like Christopher Lambert in it. It would be like the Gemini.
Resurrection.
Yes.
I remember Resurrection.
Or like the third season of Millennium, like we were talking about. But in Seven, Chris Rock or
Morgan Freeman.
I get Brad Pitt and Chris Rock confused a lot.
They're basically the same person.
Legends of the Fall, interchangeable. and Morgan Freeman, they have these intense things, but then they go back and they have conversations about religion and philosophy and society. Chris Rock in this movie is at 11 the entire... Everyone in this movie is at 11 the entire time.
Yeah.
And you simply can't have that in this kind of movie.
I was enjoying it though in this kind of movie because it was again I'm full in on the Saul wavelength.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous and obnoxious and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
I was having fun with it. I recognize all the things you're pointing out.
Yeah.
And I agree, but I was enjoying them. So anyway, so Fitch is one of the guys who doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And he's doing his own investigation. So he finds a videotape, security tape of the guy who stole the purse. He recognizes him as like a meth head that he knows. Goes to investigate him.
Wah! Yeah, cheesecloth to the face.
Cheesecloth to the face.
Trap two.
Trap two, which it's weird they always flash back to the traps. They don't actually just let them play out and right away.
But I guess, again, in the Chris Rock's X-Men powers of telepathy, he knows this. Because in the other ones, the flashbacks are done usually through like interrogation.
Yeah.
Like Cherokee Smith, wasn't that her name? She was in the Blob remake. She was Amanda in the first movie.
Was her name Cherokee Smith?
Isn't that her real name?
I thought it was Shawnee
Smith. Shawnee Smith. Native American Smith.
Okay. But yeah. They did have flashbacks and stuff like that. But anyway.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is your problem? So.
Now I'm going to get yelled at in the comments for getting the wrong native peoples.
Yeah. So. They find
Fitch's. I did shave off my sideburns.
I did see that. They find Fitch's body, and then they show the trap, what happened. Mm-hmm. So his fingers were caught in a thing.
Yeah.
And what was it? He had to bite down.
Yeah, so...
they explained what he did. They were like, you killed a guy who insulted you. And they cut to the camera footage of the car. And he's like, license registration. The guy gives him the finger, and he just shoots him right away. And it's like, look, I know there's a lot of debates on police stuff right now. I understand that. But trust me, cops get a lot of insults, and they don't
pop a cap in a cat.
Yeah, like there would have to be some level of I'm not saying a cop won't lose his cool. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying right off the bat.
Yeah,
we're not pulling out guns right away. We're writing bigger tickets.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like after the Purge trailer that we watched, you were like, well, that's on the nose. And when the movie was over, I was like, oh, and that was too.
So anyway.
Remember when people could make horror sci-fi movies that were like social commentary, but it was hidden within the message of the movie?
Nope,
not anymore. Nope. Everything's like...
Oh, God. So anyway, his fingers are in a finger trap.
Yeah.
He's got a bite down to pull a lever to rip his fingers off.
Yes. But he's also in a pool with an electrical wire.
And the water's raising to electrocute him.
He'll get electrocuted.
And again, like, I know it sucks not to have your fingers, but compared to other Saw movies, it seems pretty easy.
I don't have my fingers. I was just watching a thing the other day where a dude lost his fingers on his, like, dominant hand. He was a guitar player, and he still was a guitar player.
Yeah, you can have a life, and, you don't need a
ton. You ever look at those people who, like, are missing legs and they run fucking marathons?
Yeah.
You and I are able-bodied, and we can't run marathons. Can't do shit.
So anyway, he waits too long and gets fried.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal, too. Mm-hmm. Like, his eyes start turning red.
I do like when his fingers are getting ripped off, though, where they show the close-ups of it removing.
Yeah,
and I was like, that was kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, well, this director does love his gore. We still get torture porn in this. Not as... over the top as the later entries.
It was more scaled back in this one and more like mechanical, except for we get to the fucking dude in the recycling thing, and I was like, is that a real thing?
Yeah, so we find out the reason Chris Rock hated Fitch was because at one point Chris Rock was like in a gunfight with someone. He called for backup and Fitch was like, nah.
Well, no, he wasn't even in a gunfight. So all the cops are corrupt and he had a partner who looks like Steve Railsback but isn't Steve Railsback.
Yeah.
He's like, you saw him throw the guy off the building, and he's like, yeah, and he's like, and you'll say that in court, and the guy's like, 100%. So he shoots him because he knows if he says that, he'll get in trouble.
Well, that was his partner.
No, but it was part of the same thing.
Yeah, it's part of the same thing.
But then Chris Rock gets shot and he calls for backup. They don't show up. He gets shot. So the cops hear that he's shot and they do nothing about it.
Yeah.
So then Samuel Jackson shows up and he's like, I'm going to find out who was the closest car that I'm going to take this gun.
Which I'm sure led to him getting fired. And that's why he's not the captain anymore. Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason why all of these cops are being targeted.
A lot of people are pointing fingers. They think it's Chris Rock because it's like going after dirty cops and they're afraid. He's talking to his partner on the phone, and his partner's like, my kid's asleep. And he's like, dude, just hang out with your kid.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and at this point, Samuel Jackson gets kidnapped.
Yes.
Or he goes into a building we never see him again.
Yeah. Because again, I thought like they had Samuel Jackson for a weekend.
Yeah.
And they had to shoot as much Samuel Jackson as they could in that weekend.
Yeah. So they, it's like the next day, Chris Rock can't get a hold of his dad. They're like, hey, there's another body. And it's Chris Rock's partner.
Oh my god, and he was skinned alive. But we're not going to show you that flashback.
Yeah, it's the only flashback they don't show, and they also don't show that it was a trap. They just show a guy carving skin.
Yeah.
But they know it's him because of that tattoo. And right away, you lean over to me, and you're like, I know where this is going.
No, I'm
like,
as soon as...
I knew it before that.
I knew it in the scene. So in the scene...
Spoiler alert. His partner's the bad guy.
Yeah, and I knew it at the part where they're doing the they have all the cops in that room
in the bullpen,
and they're doing the thing about checking the security footage and all this stuff. He's like, "Oh, can I borrow your phone?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Don't waste my battery watching Twilight."
Yeah,
and I was like, "What?"
Like, very dated.
Yeah, but they use that joke twice.
Well, they flash back to it.
I know. Yeah. But, and then he goes and he's like being really sneaky about it. And I was like, oh, okay, he's the killer.
Yeah, because they were like, hey, can I borrow your phone? It's like, just charge your phone.
Yeah.
Plug your phone in, man. I'd be like, no, plug your phone in.
Yeah. No, and then later on we see that. But, the whole thing is they get another box and it's got the puppet head in it and it's got skin.
Yeah.
And it's like,
am I getting under your skin?
Yeah. Don't lose your head.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, they say, while you're looking for more bodies, I'll take your head.
Mm-hmm.
And we find another cop was stabbed by a guy in a pig mask.
Oh, but even before that, they know they find the partner because of the paint.
Right. Right.
There's a little bottle of model paint. And then we find out, Chris Rock's dad, Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Used to all that.
Take him to a hobby shop.
All that shit on the thing wasn't making traps. He was painting trains.
Yeah.
And then that hobby shop, he knows where it is. He used to go there when he was a kid, is now a butcher shop, which explains where the pig head stuff comes from. And they go and they find the body. It's all skinned.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been an attack on another cop and he's got slashed. Well, who slashed him? Like, it's just a random dude. Is it like the junkie that
no,
they got?
No, he said there was a pig mask. So I
know, but so that he hired another junkie, like the dude at the 4th of July.
Himself.
No, he couldn't have because he was in the police station.
No, not the killer. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so they got
it. We totally missed the part where Chris Rock pretends to be.
Oh, you know what's going to happen, Newt?
We'll have four sequels explaining
who. Four sequels will explain all the plot holes in this movie.
We missed the part where Chris Rock pretended to be a crackhead.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's talk about that scene. So, yeah, they need to get information on the we're going backwards.
Yeah.
See, we watched this in theaters. We couldn't really take notes.
Yeah.
So we're trying to remember it the best we can. It's the only movie that's not currently streaming. So at one point they need to get information on the crackhead guy.
Yeah.
And they find a guy who's selling like meth and whatnot and how his delivery system works, where you put the money in the bucket and whatnot. Chris Rock actually says it's like New Jack City. And it's like, oh, yeah. Chris Rock, you're in New Jack City. Which became the name of one of my favorite wrestlers, New Jack.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Interrupting the video right now. So we mentioned New Jack, and I'm about to go on a whole rant about how much I love New Jack. If you're wondering why we're referring to him in the present tense, that's because we filmed this the day that he died, but before we knew. I'm a little bummed about it. He was a great wrestler. I worked with him in a short film, as I'm about to tell you. And, it was a sudden loss and it really, really sucks. If you check out his socials, his wife has, links to ways you can support his family during this time. And, I'm going to miss that guy. Anyway, we did not know at the time of the recording what was happening that day. So that's why we're talk before I get a million comments letting me know he's dead. Yes, I know he's dead. I'm very aware and I'm very sad about it. On with the show.
He had a
Dark Side of the Ring
that
on.
That episode was awesome.
Newt Jack.
That's my new wrestling name.
Newt Jack.
Uh-huh. Take that, uninformed dwarf.
He has an issue with dwarves.
Yeah, I know. I saw that episode.
New Jack has an issue with a lot of people. New Jack acted in my film Saturday Night Thing, which was about the two bouncers who are obsessed with Roadhouse, which is my favorite movie. And he acted in that, and he's one of the best actors I ever had because we didn't even write him anything.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, when we say action, yell at the bartender until the pretty girl asks you to leave, and then you're really nice and you leave. He's like, all right, got it. He said something new every single time. My favorite thing was he accused the bartender of being racist, and not having any Barack Obama pictures and accused them of like hating black people.
Yeah.
I don't know if New Jack knew that the guy playing the bartender was also black, or maybe it was just a creative decision on his end, but I left it in the movie because I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got this girl Obamacare, huh? You gonna need it. If you don't get your ass away from me, both of y'all gonna need
boys,
it.
Boys, that guy, out
where
now.
Obama pictures at? Ain't no black music playing, ain't no black pictures, ain't no slit small liquor, what?
Anyway, back.
No, our friend Mel, Melissa, she used to be a wrestler. And she wrestled with him back in the day. She was also on the Jerry Springer show.
Oh, that's right. She told me. We got to check. We got to find that episode. Anyway.
So, yeah, Chris Rock goes into that. This is going way back, but it was just funny. He pretends to be a crackhead. They go into the thing. But what they put inside the bucket was one of those exploding dye bags.
The ink bombs. Yeah.
So they could go up there, but like they fucking break his leg.
Yeah.
And he like.
I love that he's lecturing him. He's like, he's like, what if I was really a crackhead? Your system sucks. Like, you're really mean to your customer.
And his bone is sticking out and they pour whiskey on it. But so that reminds me, in the Florida Man script, I wrote that scene. I was like, oh, I want to do the thing. But I changed it up where the fucking dude gets his hand blown off and they're at the bar and the first thing they grab to pour on it is margarita mix. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So he starts getting flies around it. So it's so disgusted by it. They replace his hand with one of those foam number one fingers. So for the rest of the movie, he has that. And that was Ryan's favorite part when he read the script. He's like, that's fucking funny.
So anyway, flash forward. Now we're back. Yeah. So the cop was injured. He's like, wait a minute, take your head. He's going to take the head of the police, the captain, which is that lady. And she's like going into evidence or something to look for something. And then
the evidence door closes like a bank vault.
Yeah, I guess so.
With a code?
I don't have my phone on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on. I know a cop.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Don, I had a cop question. Okay, so the evidence room at police stations, do they have doors that are like bank vaults that require combinations to get into?
No.
No, they don't?
Nope.
Do they usually have someone like in the room monitoring things?
Yes.
So it would be really hard to put on a pig mask and kill the chief of police in an evidence room in a police station, right?
How hard would it be to add a pipe that has wax in it?
How hard would it be to add a pipe that pours hot wax in the evidence room unnoticed while dressed like a pig?
That
would be easy. Oh, that part would be easy. Okay, thank you, Don. We're reviewing the new Saul movie, and we had a lot of important questions. You answered one of them. As long as you use wax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine this happens a lot in your profession.
Yeah, all the time.
When they're not helping ghost hunters.
When they're not helping ghost hunters. Okay, all right. Thank you, Don. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, there you go. That answered that question.
Yeah, I thought it was a ridiculous thing that would never happen, but apparently, okay.
So, she goes down in the bank vault. And she gets with the cheesecloth.
This one's kind of mean. So all the other ones, like, hey, you're going to lose some fingers.
This one, you're going to be paralyzed.
But now, because she's the head, I guess, it's like, you're going to get a lot of hot wax on your face unless
you sever your spinal cord.
Yeah, you sever your spinal cord. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's kind of fucked.
So they waterboard.
Not Jigsaw.
Yeah, they waterboard
her. Wait, we said that wrong.
What?
Oh, hey, you're going to get a lot of hot wax on you. It's going to burn you real bad.
But you're going to get to park a lot closer to the building.
Yeah. It really does sound like the Mickey Mouse from South Park.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, boy.
When he's fucking hassling the kids from the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. Well, and they had hot foam in that episode. Remember, it's like,
The Jonas Brothers hot foam?
And so now she Mickey fucks Mouse up. Returns to Valhalla to slumber for 1,000 years.
So she doesn't do it. And she gets the hot wax all over her.
Yeah.
Not one person survives, do they? Yeah. Usually there's one or two survivors, but not in this one.
It was stupid. It was really fucking... Like, okay, forget that nobody's down there in the bank vault thing. That pipe has to go somewhere. And it's like, hey, what's this pipe here? And there's like a dude on the third floor who's like in the thing. And the lady's like, I don't know. And they're like, we should probably call somebody. So let's turn that pipe off until we know. Like, we were overworking the new building.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if something worked. So we turned all the power off to make sure that I didn't accidentally electrocute Justin Silverman. But it's like, And we're fucking idiots. And we figured that out. This is the police. Like, they have to go to, like, a school.
And they're like, well, he was able to get in because he used that old guy's badge. It's like... thing, and he deleted like the footage, which I don't think he could
13 minutes of footage are deleted. And then they go the names that came up on the thing were people that worked there, and then one of them was the ex-partner.
Wait, why did you only delete 13 minutes from I imagine it's just a file you could delete, and I don't know home security systems, so
in that 13 minutes, like, here's the other thing I thought, like, what if the person never came down there, so you're just standing there in a pig mask waiting, and then someone else opens the door and you're like, I gotta go, I'm a spooky,
let's talk about something else.
I'm a spooky scary pig.
I get that he's, you know, influenced by Jigsaw, but he's really going around getting tube TVs and old-timey tape recorders. He's not upgrading at all.
No, and it doesn't even make sense that way, because...
Well, I guess you don't want to record onto a digital format.
Because it leaves a footprint, a fingerprint.
That's how the BTK killer got caught. He got a little too cocky, and he decided, how am I going to mess with the police today? I'll do a floppy disk. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, we got your name and the church you work for. Oh, no. So maybe I get that, but like the tube TVs and everything...
I want to see the version of the movie where someone walks in... like they're holding a coffee and like a bag that has to go in something. There's just like the guy standing there, and they're just like, and then you just seal it. Like, he's in there, and we're just gonna let him stay in there now, and he's dead.
Yeah,
like when Batman sealed up the KG Beast.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Also, this is when the movie starts to feel like a Saw movie, because they do that crazy editing. Like when Chris Rock saw the thing, he's like real calm, and then it cuts to him going and then back
and then
to normal.
Banging on the car and stuff that.
There's a lot of stuff like that, and then he gets kidnapped.
Yes,
and he wakes up.
And the Saw music plays.
The Saw theme plays. He's hooked to the thing, and he's got the Saw, and it's like, how am I going to get out? Is he going to saw off his hand? It's like, nah, there's a lockpick, and he just he uses the Saw to get the lockpick. I thought it was fine. I like that rendition of the Saw theme, though. That was pretty nice.
I like the theme to Saw. Like, it's one of those things that's like, oh, okay, that, you know, that works.
They added lyrics to it at the end. There's a Saw hip-hop theme at the end of this one. But we'll get there.
Oh, that's right. There is. Remember when the Blues Travelers added lyrics to the Roseanne theme song, like towards the end, you know?
Remember when Seinfeld had like
stronger.
Remember Seinfeld had like one episode, the first episode of season 3 of Seinfeld, they added like doo-wop singers to the Seinfeld theme, and it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Great episode. But like after one episode, they were like, we're never doing that again. So he wakes up, he gets out of the thing, he lockpicks it, and he sees the partner that he turned on tied up, and there's a machine that's going to crush glass and throw
and
it at
show
him.
It, shoot him. And I was like, I don't think that's how that works.
Well, whatever.
It's implausible in its own universe.
Again, dude, I binged 8 movies and I'm on board with implausible, okay? The last one had like metal cutting lasers, and then he put those lasers on a collar that sliced the guy's head like an orange.
I saw that part where his head opened up like a flower.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm sure those lasers exist, but I don't know if they're... I don't know. I don't know if they can shoot across the room. I'm not up to date on lasers. I could be wrong. But anyway... So keep in mind, you're in a universe of laser head cutting things.
Yeah.
What does laser
stand for?
Huh?
Doesn't laser stands for something?
I couldn't tell you. But anyway, they ask, plays
you know what
the
scuba
tape.
Stands for?
What?
Scuba?
What?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
I think I did know that. Yeah, so he plays the tape.
I would rather talk about anything other than this movie.
So they play the tape, and it's like, yeah, you can let him get hit by the glass, or you can lock, you can throw away the key. And then it's like, key and throw away the key's in the trash can. Like, that really didn't really work. Because throw away the key, I imagine I have the key and I choose to throw it away. I don't think it's already in the trash can. So he figures it out too late, and the guy dies. And there's a problem with Jigsaw. He doesn't give people a lot of time to think. Like, he's like, I've never killed anyone. It's like, well, if you gave them like an extra 10 minutes, they probably could have calmed themselves.
What would happen if John Kramer, like his doctor, goes, hey, guess what? Turns out that was my fingerprint, not a tumor. You're going to live.
Well, the previous movie... you find out he would have found his cancer earlier if the guy didn't mix up his results.
Oh.
And they could have treated it a lot earlier.
Again, I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And I've seen bits and pieces of the other ones.
But another issue with John Kramer.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, I'll never kill anyone. I make these traps so they could survive. It's like, is any of this rusty metal sanitized? Because sure, they might live and learn a lesson and then they get tetanus or they die later from an infection because they didn't get treated in time, like, you asshole. So yeah, he fails at saving him.
You know those websites or those YouTube channels where it's like, we lawyer, like Ghostbusters 2, we lawyer. Like, I want to see a We Lawyer the Saw series thing. Yeah. And they're like... No, that dude would have gotten the gas chamber. Yeah. Like,
then he goes into the room, right? He only tries to save that one guy at first, and then he meets
his dad.
No, he meets
The killer.
The killer.
Okay, so that dude is up in the air and he's suspended, and this thing is grinding up bottles and just shooting glass at him, like,
yeah.
And then he gets in the way of it, and he gets dead to death
yes.
from glass. And then Chris Rock's like a glass sticking out of his face. Yeah, I think
kind of like it's just in his face.
He looks like the 13 Ghosts character a little bit. And then he goes into the other room, and then we meet who the killer was.
Yeah,
and
his it's partner.
As obvious as fuck.
And it's like you find out that the partner was the son
of the guy who
his previous partner killed.
But all the shit that he said in the movie, like, I've been waiting for this since I was 12 years old. But then they make it obvious that he was 12 when the murder happened.
Yeah.
And they said, this is all happening because of your dad, or who's the one pulling the strings. They say all this shit. And as soon as like that stuff started happening, that's why as soon as he picked up the phone, I was like, oh, he's the killer. And then you come to find out that he's doing it because his dad.
It's just so like, they're usually a little bit more clever with how they hide who's involved. But this one is just,
and then it turned out that the guy who he skinned was actually the crackhead guy.
So he doesn't quite have the same morals as John Kramer. He will kill a guy.
His whole thing is he wants to kill dirty cops so that people start to take notice.
Yeah.
And they write the thing, and he wants him to team up. He wants Chris Rock to team up with him.
And Chris Rock clearly is lying. It's like, sure, I'll team up with you. Where's my dad, by the way?
And his dad is hooked up to a machine where he's being drained of his blood, and he has 3 minutes to live. And then there's a fucking spiral that's like a carnival game, and you have to shoot it.
It's like you can shoot him and release him, but by the way, he's responsible for all the cop stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he was covering up their crimes and shit.
Because they did a thing, and it brought the murder.
Section 8.
Section 8 or Section 9. Yeah. Section 8 is like housing.
Section 8 housing. Yeah. It was something 8.
Yeah. Saw 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So he's like, okay, but your dad was behind that. And he's like, you know, kill him. But he only has one bullet, so he has to make a choice.
Yeah.
And he chooses to, do you ever see Kazam?
Yeah, we reviewed it on rental reviews.
Shaquille O'Neal has to shoot a foul shot.
Yeah, and then he squishes that guy who looked like my dad into a basketball and then throws him.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right. So like the guy was like, you're going to save your dad who did all these bad things, or are you going to team up with me and murder cops? And Chris Rock's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to save my dad.
Yeah. You really didn't think this through, did you?
Like, I don't know. You're you really marketed this poorly, guy. So, he saves the dad. Then he's fighting with the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then the cops come in.
Yeah, because the SWAT team shows up. Oh, because he called the cops. Said, there's a crazy guy with a gun. He fires out all the bullets but one.
Yeah.
And then the cops show up. And he rigged the door so as they try to cut through it, it sets another trap, which it pulls...
Lifts him up like a puppet.
Like he's a puppet.
We forgot to mention,
there's a
new puppet in this
one. And it's a pig puppet.
Because he's after cops. And like they found a dead pig earlier in the guy's car and shit, which at some point they should call and be like, hey, is anyone missing a pig?
I'm little piggy, here's my snout. Oink, oink, oink. Oink, oink, oink.
What was that from?
South Park.
Oh, right. It holds him up. And then, like, a shotgun thing comes out
of his arms.
Yeah. And then they're like, put the gun down. Like, look, I know it's a very tense situation. But, like, if I was there, I'd be like, all right, I don't think that guy's really trying to kill us. Let's go back in the hallway.
Yeah.
And let's reassess the situation.
So they...
Instead, he's like, no!
So then they kill...
Samuel Jackson.
Mace Windu, Fury.
And Chris Rock screams and looks back at the elevator. And the guy's like, shh. Because that's what Chris Rock did to him.
Yeah.
And then the elevator closes, which is the classic Saw. Mm-hmm. Something closes. And then
that's the end.
And then the spiral...
Spiral rap.
Yeah, the spiral rap hits on. It's like spiral, spiral. Ba-bam, 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 be-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-
I'ma let him spin like a spiral. I don't got no love for no rival.
The more time I spend around you, the more I understand why I didn't spend time around you before.
Your life has only gotten better because of me, Newt. Let me point that out.
Does this look like the face of a man who's ever been happy? Like,
look. If you got a problem, go back to Underbelly.
Well, actually, I don't think they'll have me. I didn't like this movie at all.
Yeah, you didn't like it at all. I agree with every single complaint you had, but I had a fun time watching it and making fun of it.
It's hard to, again, and Kieran was like, I don't want to be in the review because I don't want to shit on another movie, yeah. You know, so he wasn't in it. Because, he loves this series, but as we left, like, you could just tell in someone's face that something didn't work out.
I don't know, this was better than Saw 4, which was I think it was Saw 4 or Saw 5. One of them, because they kind of blend together, especially when you binge them. Because
they haven't gone to space yet.
Yeah, they should.
Well, they did. It was Cube.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But like, because the Saw movies, the Cube wasn't in space.
But it was in like a sci-fi like
prison. But it wasn't in space. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of the movies keep revisiting the same sets and stuff, yeah. So I get them kind of blended in my head. But one of them, it was just a glorified clip show. Did you ever watch Lost?
Yeah.
Remember the Nikki and Paulo episode?
Yeah.
The two people that we never met before, and then they got their own episode where we find out that they were there at all these major events.
Remember when they did that on Wet Hot American Summer?
Yes.
They added those two new characters and they just green screened them in the back of the original movie.
The last season of X-Files did a comedy episode where they kind of did that too. That's what the one Saw felt like. It was like, here's a clip show of all these other things. Remember when Mike Butters, who was in the Pepsi Man AVGN, who we hung out with when he got cut up in the barbed wire, like Saw 5, I think, shows how they kidnapped him and how the cop was there helping all along. And I'm like, well, I've already seen this. Now when I watch the movie, I'll know that Jigsaw and the cop are hiding in a little corner watching. Well,
it's like Back to the Future 2, where you see it from the other angle kind of thing.
Yeah. So I like this more than that. I like that they tried to make it serious, because it definitely went into full-on schlock by the time 3D came around.
This one, like, there was no tension. It was not shot like a horror movie. It wasn't.
No.
And it's like, okay, it takes place during a heat wave. That's a good idea. But they didn't play that angle at all. They didn't make you feel like
that's the opposite of 7, where it's like, there's just so much rain.
But again, it's like, you know, you could do a lot with your lighting, like 7 did.
Predator 2 does a lot with the heat wave.
No, exactly. But it was just like, I don't know. It just felt lazy all around and misguided all around. And again, Chris Rock is in a totally different movie than everybody else. But then you're like, oh, Chris Rock, and then you see the other actors acting and you're just like, oh, no, less of that, more of Chris Rock saying funny things about Pilates not existing.
So I think we might have been talking to Kieran about it, or even you. I think the series kind of they've never been able to replicate what's his face, the guy who plays Jigsaw,
Tobin Bell.
Yeah. Like, Hoffman was kind of close, but he was, like, some big, beefy cop guy. Yeah. Amanda wasn't really threatening. She didn't have a threatening presence. Mm-hmm. Like, Carrie Elway. I actually would have liked more Carrie Elways as a bad guy.
But he wanted way more money, and they wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, he sued them over the salary of the first movie, and that's why they didn't figure it out until the very last one. I think he specifically said he only wanted to come back if it was the last one.
Oh, okay.
Which, that was a fine way to wrap up that chapter. Yeah, and like the Jigsaw, the fucking doctor dude who replaced him.
Yeah.
Like, all right, whatever. And now this new guy, like, I'm not really excited to see his further adventures.
No, because he's not.
I'm fine with just a series of spinoffs of people inspired by Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
In different parts of the country and do different things.
Yeah. You change it up. Like I said, Jigsaw kind of fucked it up where they were like, he's a secret apprentice.
But even if, like, you don't even have to go with the Jigsaw angle. Like, what if they're doing things based on, like, punishment and, like, the Spanish Inquisition and shit like that? Like,
you could do other stuff. Yeah. You could take this idea and run with it, which I hope they do. And kind of stumbled out of the gate with this one.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but it'll probably make a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, we'll see. But people can't. They have to go to a movie theater to watch it. We had to go to a movie theater to watch it.
That's true. Thank you, Lionsgate.
Yeah, thank you,
Lionsgate. Thank you, Lionsgate. I know we just shit on the movie, but...
Well, no, we said very nice things about Meet the Blacks 2.
We're very excited for Meet the Blacks 2, Lionsgate. Yeah. Please, do one of two things. Take the copyright claim off of Wishmaster 2, or get us tickets to Meet the Blacks 2.
Or, like, send us, like, a care package of cool shit, you know?
Yeah. Send me Wishmaster 2 on Blu-ray.
Send Mike Epps to come hang out with us, or Cat Williams. We'll hang out with Cat Williams.
I want Cat Williams on this show so bad. He's another comedian I fucking love. But yeah, that's it. What's that sound? What's going on? What happened?
Hello, Tony. Hello, Newt. For far too long, you have criticized movies other people find entertaining. You think the films you love are more important than the ones loved by your friends. Today, we find out what's more important, friends or films. In the other room is your friend Johanna. In 1 minute, Gas will fill the contraption she's wearing and give her a horrible death. The only way to save her is to destroy the films you love most.
Newt, your favorite movie's Rockadoodle?
Why, are you judging me?
Which one can you live without? You decide.
You bastard, who are you?
Oh, it's Justin.
Oh.
Wait, no, I'm not.
Someone who wants to kill us because we don't like the movies they like? It's 100% Justin. He's so mad because we didn't like Pokemon.
Oh, I get it. The Nutcracker represents how he's always breaking our balls.
I'm totally not Justin.
What are you talking about? I can see all of your Gengars in the background.
The countdown starts now. Choose!
I can't do it.
Neither can I.
Do we really need Johanna?
Hold on, let me do a quick Twitter poll. Let our fans decide.
Okay.
God damn it, they picked her over the movies.
I'm sorry, Edmund.
It seriously took you guys that long to decide? They're just freaking tapes. I could have bought you brand new ones. Oh my god, you guys are assholes.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not like the movie's gone forever. It's just that copy.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I didn't get this off.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page.